You can never be too rich or too geeky. Here's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
No, we didn't just do that one.
No, you did.
No, we did this one.
From computer geek to computer chic.
But that's so close. You can't do that. What kind of professionalism is that?
I don't know.
All right, you're listening to... Well, professionalism. What am I talking about?
Duh.
It's us. It's the computer corner. It's Ken Colburn, Brandon Disney, a.k.a. the Data Doctors, the Godfathers of Geek. With a special Godfather of Geek, John Portnoy from our Arcadia location, our brand new Arcadia location. All you fine folks in that Arcadia area that...
As opposed to our old Arcadia location?
Yes. You know, now you can take care of your roof rats and your computers.
You guys do roof rats?
No, they've already got that covered.
Roofer, he's looking at us like, well, you know what, you're not from around these parts.
That's right.
Roof rats.
You don't remember.
If you live in the Arcadia district, a lot of people in the Arcadia...
No, they used to.
Okay, a lot of people that used to live in the area.
Now it's in Glendale and Mesa and everywhere. They're everywhere.
And Tempe, just reported. But anyway, people who lived in the old groves, the citrus groves, the citrus would fall down on the ground. Mm-hmm. These little animals like to eat the citrus, and then they would get up into the...
they're not little.
Yeah, they get kind of big. But they get up into the attic of your home, and they cause a whole big mess.
Oh, no, they just...
They nest.
Tap dance on the roof.
Sounds like fun.
Shall we go to Dave with his Compaq P2?
I think if we don't, they're going to throw us off the air, so we must.
Dave, you have a Compaq Pentium 2?
I don't know what it is. Somebody told me Celeron, and I...
Oh, okay.
Is that?
No, Celeron. Celeron's much better than a P2.
Okay.
P2
well, it depends
like,
on the age of the Celeron, but probably.
Yeah, most likely.
I bought it in 99, and I think it was in December, so I think in January of 2000 it was out of date, right?
Exactly.
Yes,
pretty much.
You got that little hand crank on the side of this one, right?
Oh, yeah.
To feed the gerbils.
Well, no, that's how you start the hard drive up here.
That's where those rats came from.
Yeah. So you want to know, should you upgrade this machine or should you buy a new one?
Uh-huh.
What is this one not doing that you want it to do?
Well... It's starting to do weird things and freeze up, and, you know, of course the kids are using it now, so there's zillions of unnecessary programs, and there is, though, tax information on it
mm-hmm.
that I don't want to lose.
Sure. So. Well, here's the reason I'm asking is a very common thing. We see this all the time in our stores. A lot of times people assume that buying a new computer is going to solve all their problems, and it just introduces new problems.
Or you're starting all over kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly what you were talking about. Now, oh, wait a minute, I don't have those disks, and I got to go buy this, and I can't figure out. You know, obviously, we transfer data and that kind of stuff. That's not a problem for you. The issue is the machine. If the machine physically is okay, you know, 80, 90% of the problems we see have nothing to do with the computer itself. It's just what you alluded to. The software is so screwed up that if you just, like, wipe it out and clean it up, you know, a lot of people have told us, oh, wow, because we do this full service thing where we just go through the whole thing. And a lot of people go, wow, this is like having a new computer. And so, depending upon what it is and what
you're
trying to do.
It's from 19 and 99.
Yeah, but it's still going
to
be fun.
And he's got kids that are trying to do educational titles and probably going to get into stuff like that. That's where you're going to start to run into some problemos.
Is that the case, or are they just doing email and homework?
Well, they're just,
surfing the internet.
Email, homework.
Yeah, see, Brandon doesn't have kids at that age yet, so he doesn't understand how important a second computer is. the real long term.
My boy took a Sharpie to my computer.
Yeah, well...
We're not going to discuss where he got the Sharpie from, Sarah.
Oh. did you guys use whiteout to get rid of it? is this your only computer in the house?
No. And one of the things I kind of am worried about is I'd like to kind of clean that hard drive up, but I do not have a Windows 98 disk since it's a Compaq.
Oh, actually, it's hidden on your hard drive. All the 98 files are hidden in there, the installable files.
Yeah.
And they gave you a little thing called a recovery CD, probably, that you lost.
Yes. No, I have that. I know right where it's at.
Yeah, that will reinitialize your machine, but it will wipe everything out.
What that disk does, what they should really name that thing, is the put it back to exactly the way it was the day I took it home disk.
Right.
That's what that thing
basically
does.
Basically what it does.
It don't recover nothing, does it, John?
No.
No, and in fact, everything that was on your computer, it's just like the day you got it. It wasn't there then. It won't be there when you're done. So make sure you have a backup of everything that you need, or make sure you got somebody who knows what they're doing to help you.
Actually, if you look at the recovery disk, in the fine print it says, you will require data recovery after using this disk. Because it's going to wipe it all out, pal. So, I mean, there's a couple of different angles to take on this thing. One is, you know, you got to decide, first of all, if it was cleaned up, would it be usable, and is it worth the money to get it to that stage or the time or effort or whatever you're going to do? So that's the first determination you have to make. The only upgrade I'd probably recommend, one of two, maybe some more RAM or maybe a bigger hard drive. But
see, as soon as you start doing those things, though, you're going to buy a new hard drive that your system's not going to see without some help, most likely.
Maybe. Depends on how small it is.
And you're going to buy some RAM, which, because of the age, is going to be hard to find, therefore expensive, comparatively speaking, to the price of RAM on a new system. So you've taken that money, spent it, and unless you're going to get another couple years of use out of it, you may be just throwing it away because that stuff won't work, or at least the RAM won't, in the new system that you're going to buy at some point.
Upgraded it when I bought it with 256.
Oh, well, then there's no reason to spend any more money there. That's if you can clean this thing up and make it usable, then that's probably the only thing we'd recommend you do. Otherwise,
don't
get
a sink too much money into this thing and back up what's important if you want. Throw that recovery seat in and you can give it a shot that direction.
And a lot of times, if you have enough users in the home, what ends up happening, a lot of our clients, what they end up doing is getting a new computer, getting that in a position to work with for the person that really needs the most power. And then the other machine, over time, they go ahead and have that cleaned up so that it's a usable machine. So now you have another email terminal? internet terminal, you know, that type of thing for basic homework and that kind of thing.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah.
You got 50 options here.
Cool.
But the big thing is get that data backed up before you do anything. You know, make sure you got that critical stuff backed up.
I don't have a CD burner or anything.
You got a floppy drive?
Oh, yeah, I got a floppy.
Yeah, most of like the tax records and things like that generally will fit on a floppy.
If you go into the tax program, you can usually make a backup from within most of those programs, or you can go to the file save as and save it to a floppy. It also exists on your hard drive, but now you've got a copy on that floppy at least.
One of the things we do in our business, when our customers buy a new computer, we offer a free data transfer, so we automatically take all the stuff from the old machine and put it into the new one as part of the system.
Only the stuff you want, that
price, is. Yeah. So that basically you'll have a folder that says old hard drive and like everything. We generally like to put even more stuff than you say that you want because a lot of people go, oh, I forgot.
We'll let you do the throwing away after.
Yeah. So that's another option. So if you don't want to deal with it, there are plenty of people out there that can make it happen for you.
Alrighty.
All right.
Remember our number one piece of advice: if you're going to buy new, it's not what you buy, it's who you buy it from. So that when you have a problem, when you need to ask for help and have a question, what are the steps you take? Do you go into a place? Do you call a 1-800 number? Talk to somebody in India? What happens?
Hello, how can I help you, my friend?
Think about that before you buy, because again,
it is 3 in the morning and I've had much caffeine.
It's who you buy it from, not what you are buying, my friend.
What a slushy. Dave, thank you.
Thank you very much.
And good luck. Why is it that Dell is pulling back from using those India-based call centers? Inquiring minds want to know. I mean, have you heard? That is the single largest complaint that I've probably heard from everyone, everyone that's got a name-brand computer nowadays. You hear these horror stories about trying to talk to somebody on the other side of the planet. That not only do they have a technological difference in language, you know, it's speaking over their head and technologically, there's these tremendous accents that are just impossible to overcome, and it's just like, what were they thinking? What are these people thinking that make these decisions?
They were thinking about the dollar.
Oh, yeah, they're publicly traded companies the customer comes third. First is the stockholders.
Right.
Second is the CEO. Or, you know, the upper management.
Actually, that's sometimes it's reversed.
The golden parrot. No.
Those guys go to jail, though.
In this new environment, it's the CEO second. Actually, the customers might not even come in third. I'm not sure. Something about being publicly traded. Do we have time for an e-machines question?
An e-machines question?
Actually, it has nothing to do with an e-machine.
I think we have time for one of those questions. Where?
Bobo, line 5.
There's Bob.
Bob, welcome to the computer corner. You have a question that very, very many people have.
Yes, sir. Do you leave your tower on, or is there a disadvantage or an advantage to doing so?
Do you leave the computer on all the time, or should I turn it off all the time? And that there's really not a right answer for everyone. It really depends on your usage.
Mm-hmm.
From a if you're a tree hugger, if you're an environmentalist, you want to turn that thing off. You know, whenever you're not using it, obviously to conserve power.
Tell you what, there's three geeks in the room. And all three of us, I believe, have a home computer and at least a work computer. So there's two computers at least per all three of us. And
yeah.
If you want to take a quick poll,
raise your hand.
I leave both on all the time.
Raise your hand if you leave your computer on all the time.
There's two of us raising our hands saying we leave our computers on all the time.
John probably goes home and goes, I don't want to see another computer again.
I used to when my computer was not in my bedroom.
Ah.
Oh, in your bedroom. Yeah, that can
my
be noisy.
My computer is now in my bedroom because I've relocated.
Now, what it sounds like in your bedroom when
that's
the computer's
that's pretty much what it sounds like.
If
so
it wasn't
I
in your bedroom.
If it was not in my bedroom, it would be on all the time.
Yes. Bob, what I generally do is all these power-saving things that are in Windows that are supposed to help conserve power, unless you have the very, 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 very latest versions of Windows, a lot of times they caused a lot of problems. Yeah, so we shut all those off.
I got Windows XP.
Windows XP.
I use the Hibernate feature in Windows XP. It just kind of comes back a little quicker, and that works out pretty well. Any other version of Windows, I don't recommend it.
Remember, with your computer, there are two things that suck power.
Wow, can you say that on the air?
One is the monitor, so you can simply just power off the monitor by pushing the little button on the monitor and leave everything else alone, or most monitors, after a few minutes of inactivity, like 15, 20, they'll just kind of shut off themselves. And if you have a laser printer, turn it off. And most of those, again, also go into a power save mode, so it doesn't really matter.
So that addresses all the power issues, but now the real question is, will my computer last longer if I turn it off, right?
Right.
And that's what most people are kind of worried about.
Hey, Bob, you need some caffeine, buddy.
No, I didn't.
Right.
No, he's listening intently.
Okay.
The thing about the components that you have in there, most of them have what's called an MTBF rating.
Yeah.
It's a mean time between failure, which
really mean.
Explains everything, right? The MTBF rating on, like, say, a hard drive is like 30, 40,000 hours. I think it equates to like 11 or 12 or 15 or 18 years or something.
And it would probably have the lowest, meaning the shortest time of any component in your system would be that hard drive.
Actually, the power supply, probably.
Oh, in Arizona, yeah.
Yeah. It's a very esoteric kind of view, but since we're in the data recovery business, most people experience recovery issues or hard drive failures during startup. When you first turn the machine on.
Mm-hmm.
So the esoteric view is obviously if you don't start and stop the machine 700 times a year, well, that starting and stopping of the drive may extend the life of the drive. Just let it sit there spinning. So if you use your computer a lot, I would say just leave it on, turn off the monitor. If you don't use it all very often, you use it once in a while, go ahead and shut it off in between uses. But always shut it off and unplug it when you see those nasty storms here in the monsoon seasons. Because that's when...
When destruction can happen, unless you're in a big corporate environment, and then you know what you're doing, and you wouldn't ask the question.
Power filter.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Does that make
sense?
Bob?
That's good enough.
Do you have some direction to go here?
Yeah, I think I do.
Okay. Do you use a computer all the time, or are you...
I play poker on it just about every day.
Oh, well, there you have it. You got to have it ready and just have that last hand sitting there, right?
Yeah. I got one other question, if you can...
Sure, real quick.
I email... and put an attachment on of pictures to my daughter.
Yes.
And every time she gets them, she has to scroll to see the picture because it's so humongous.
It has to do with the way she's receiving it and what she has to do on kind of her end.
Uh-huh.
So if you're putting it as an attachment, that you're doing everything you can. When she opens it, the program she's using to open it is not resizing the picture for her. So she needs to change her default program that views pictures.
Mm-hmm. Can you give me some quick hints on how to do that?
Well, without knowing which version of Windows and which software program she has and all that stuff, it's a little tougher. If she's got a newer version of Internet Explorer, it will automatically resize so that it all fits into the screen.
Uh-huh.
So you might have her update Internet Explorer, but I don't know if that's the program that's being used to open her files.
Okay, then.
You see, so she's got to figure out what it is that's just automatically opening when she clicks on those pictures, what program is being used. And she wants to change it away from that.
Okay, then.
We actually have tips on what's called file associations.
Yes, we do.
On our website, computerproblems.com. Just have her type in file associations. She can figure out how to change the default program.
Okay, then.
Okay?
Thank you very much.
But you're doing the right thing, Bob. You're all good.
Okay.
All right, take care.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
We got to take a short break.
Yeah.
But when we come back, we got more of your calls and questions.
We do.
Do we have anything else left that we haven't discussed? We've done all...
We
have the did you know thing with Michael.
The most important segment.
Yeah.
Duh.
So stick around. We got that stuff. And of course, more of your calls and questions at 602-277-5827. It's the Computer Corner. Back after this short break.